on number 1 out of 52.
Number 1 out of 52
editors? No, episodes.
Oh, episodes.
Yeah.
I said they have 52 editors?
Yes.
One a week.
No editing for you.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
And I'm John.
How you doing, John?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Sitting in the middle of a tropical depression. rain all week.
Yeah, what the fuck? It's May.
I know, right?
I thought tropical depressions don't happen until much later.
Well, June 1st is start of hurricane season, so maybe it's getting a jump on it.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Are you batting down?
I'm not batting down. Yeah. No, I don't care.
Yeah.
Blow the whole thing away.
You don't care if it just blows away?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
Oh, it's not.
No?
Nope.
Yeah, it's supposed to rain here all week, too.
Yeah.
So I guess we're going to get some of it.
Well, good. You can, because my pool's topped off. That's all I needed.
So what you do is you just do a big cannonball now, right?
Yes.
Just watch it like flow over the sides?
Yes. Well, actually, it's got a little plug at the bottom, like a cooler. You just pop that and flood the neighbor's yard.
Does it really?
No.
Thought it was some kind of weird pool. One of them weird Florida pools.
Yeah. No. No, there's a backwash thing on the filter that can, you know.
Yank?
Yes.
And watch it all pee out.
Yep.
Oh. Well, that's sad.
Yeah, it is. You know what else is sad?
What's sad?
We lost an icon.
We did. We lost another one.
We did. Very sad.
This was another... I don't want to say it was another Carrie Fisher.
No, but I think she might have been close to that.
So for anybody who's been not paying attention, Margot Kidder died from Superman. But I feel the same way, kind of, because Superman was the second movie I ever saw.
Okay.
When I was 5, or whatever it was. The second one I ever saw in a theater.
Mm-hmm.
So much like Carrie Fisher, Margot Kidder has been a part of my life for almost as long as I can remember.
Right.
So it's like having a family member die.
Okay, I could see that.
Like the crazy aunt that you don't really see a lot.
Yeah. And she was crazy.
Yeah, she was the one that like wound up in other people's houses. Right?
Yeah, they found her in somebody's backyard hiding after she was missing for a few days, and she was missing teeth, and...
Yeah.
Yeah. And in recent years, some people have been posting photos of her at, like, conventions and stuff.
Yeah.
And she just looks horrible.
Did she have ALS, or am I thinking of somebody else?
No, she was bipolar.
Right, okay. I knew that.
I didn't think she had ALS.
No? Okay. Did they say what she died of?
They did not.
Okay. So according to her...
It was kryptonite.
According to her official biography, in 1996, she was preparing to write her autobiography, and she began to become more and more paranoid. When her computer was infected with a virus, this gave her paranoia full rein, and she sank into bipolar disorder. She panicked, and the resulting psychological problems she created for herself resulted in her fantasizing that her first husband was going to kill her. So she left her home and faked her death. physically altering
now,
her appearance.
Why would that be a fantasy?
I wouldn't say
she was fantasizing about it.
Well, that's what it's, this is how it's written. I don't know.
Okay.
After an intervention took place, she got back on her feet and started a mental wellness campaign.
Right.
I don't know if fantasizing is the right word, but she was delusional and thinking that he was after her.
Yes.
I guess.
Yes.
So
she was discussing it with her coworker Clark a lot. But he was no help because he was useless.
And then he kissed her and she forgot it all.
Yes.
That's weird.
Isn't it?
But yeah, her and Supes can be reunited wherever they are.
That's right. Although you did hear what she said when he became paralyzed.
No.
When she was asked about the injury, she goes, "Well, I'm sad, but not that sad. He was always kind of an asshole."
Wow.
I believe she was joking when she said that.
Wow.
She said they got along like brother and sister, and they were always bickering.
Do you know that at one time she was married to the late John Hurd?
Yes.
Who died last year?
Yes.
Wow. It was her second husband.
So who do you think she'll be reunited with in heaven? John Hurd or Christopher Reeve?
Well, she was divorced 3 times, so chances are Christopher Reeve.
You think so?
You don't wind back up with somebody that you're divorced.
But what if you go back to the happy time?
No.
How do you know? You don't believe in it, so how do you know?
Well, that's what I'm... I don't think when Paul Simon dies, he's going to be reunited with Carrie Fisher.
You don't?
No.
Why?
Well, what if he's happily married now?
Isn't he?
I'm sure he is.
Isn't he still married to Edie Brickell?
Of the New Bohemians?
Yes.
I don't know.
Look it up.
All right, hang
on. Look it
up. Hang on.
Check it out.
Oh, geez. Yes, sir. Paul Simon. American musician, songwriting, and producer. Personal life. Let's look at his personal life. He is now married to singer Edie Brickell, whom he married on May 30th, 1992. They have 3 children, Adrian,
yes.
Lulu, and Gabriel.
Aww.
Okay. So you really think that when he dies, instead of Edie Brickell being the one that he spends eternity with, who he had 3 kids
right.
with, he's going to wind up with Carrie Fisher, who he got divorced from?
Well, I don't know. I mean, do you go... You know, do you die and go to your happy time, or do you die at a certain point and then what's available is what you get?
Well, I that would be
you know,
my question
if,
to
like,
you.
Your loved ones aren't dead yet, so what do you do? Do you go to the waiting room and, you know, wait to be called? They'll page you?
Like in Beetlejuice?
Yeah.
You take your copy of the handbook for the recently deceased?
That's right.
And you go into the waiting room?
Yes.
I don't know. See, these are the questions I have for you.
Well, I'm not a priest.
Well, I'm not either.
I mean, I just play one on the internet.
To me, this just all goes away. So there is no...
Just dirt?
Just
dust?
Just nothingness.
Dust in the wind?
Yes.
You don't get, like, sucked into Brainiac?
No.
No?
No.
No?
It's all a right. bridge over troubled waters, my friend.
Oh. Bringing it back to Paul Simon.
That's right.
That's good. Hey, good night.
See, I think Paul Simon ends up with Art Garfunkel.
Wouldn't that suck? He's standing there at the pearly gates. And there in the back is Garfunkel trying to get his attention.
Yeah, exactly.
And Paul Simon's just looking around for anybody else but him. That'd be horrible. Oh my God, who do I spend eternity with? Garfunkel.
That's right. Fuck. Well, I mean, look, he's 76.
Yeah.
So how much time does he have left before he's got to go face Carrie Fisher again?
Well,
what if it's this weird thing? Like he dies and he's got to spend so much time with Carrie Fisher before Edie Brickell shows up.
Well, what if there's a ratio of time that you have to spend in eternity with each partner?
See, I don't know.
Because, you know, that'd be kind of weird.
But, okay, so there is a heaven, there is a God, you die, there's a big pearly gate, stupid thing. You walk up and there's an old dude with a beard and you say your name. I walk up there and I say Chris Aynor, and he looks down and he goes,
he opens the trap door.
Yeah, probably. But he says, okay, go in. If I'm somebody like Carrie Fisher who had mental health issues, those are all gone when you get to heaven, right? You get to be happy and normal.
Are they?
Right? Well, that's what I'm asking.
What if she thinks this is just another incident?
Well, why if there's a God and this God is a loving God, wouldn't he want you to be normal so that you can worship him for eternity? Because that's what you're there to do anyway.
So if like you lost both legs in an accident, you get them back?
Yes.
Well, what good is that? Why the fuck don't you get them back when you're alive? That's when they do some good.
Well, see, this is the whole existential. No, that's not the word.
Yes, it is.
Existential? No.
Existential.
Existential issues with religion. Yes. Of like when you die, if you die at 104, what age are you in heaven? Do you just get to be like, I think my best time was 22. So bam, that's what you look like?
Sure.
Okay. You're not just a ball of floating light who people just know who you are. And they're just like, oh, look, there's John.
Possibly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm going to do like the wings and the harp and the whole nine yards. I'm going to, you know, play it up.
Floating on a cloud.
Floating on a cloud.
Waving at the planes as they fly by.
Yes. Okay. That's it. Yes.
Okay. Sure.
Who knows?
If you say so.
I certainly don't know.
No, I don't either.
Well, so there you have it.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, sure. Anyway, so did you see the results of the network TV cancellations?
I did.
Yeah.
You know, I was a little surprised at the Brooklyn Nine-Nine thing that happened.
I was too, because I can't stand that show or Andy Samberg.
Well, I'm not a big Andy Samberg fan, but I just don't understand how NBC can look at a show whose ratings have fallen and say, oh, well, if they're on our network, people will watch the show. People aren't watching the show.
Right.
Like, I don't know. It makes me scratch my head. I completely understand Last Man on Earth because it hasn't been a funny show since the first season.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been trudging along, so I completely get that.
Right.
None of the other stuff I really cared about. The only one that I was worried about because it was finally a decent show was Gotham.
And it kind of got canceled, but not quite.
So they needed 13 episodes to be able to sell it into syndication.
Yep.
So I guess they sat down with Fox and said, just give us the 13 episodes. Then we can sell this off and you guys can make a whole bunch of money, I guess.
Yeah.
And Fox said, okay.
And it's going to be a mid-season.
Yes. Yeah. Which is good from the standpoint of like, you'll just get 13 episodes, hopefully all in a row, and it will.
And that's it.
And it'll end the show.
Mm-hmm.
If they were smart, they would time jump and make it the last season be with a full-fledged Batman. instead of making the kid actor a skinny, scrawny Batman.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot to resolve that they've set up that now they're not going to get to really address.
No, and they're going to have to knock that shit out
with
a fucking hammer. Unless they're just going to be like, hey, he goes on to fight these people, you're not going to get to know what happens. Which I guess is okay. It's very much like one chapter of a comic book.
You know what they could do is they could time jump like 50 years into the future, and it's Batman in retirement.
Yeah.
And he and Alfred are still together, and they're just like bickering with each other, and that little bastard Robin never comes to visit.
It would be kind of cool if the last season was an older Batman recounting his first year as Batman.
Ooh, that would be interesting.
You know, they're setting it up for No Man's Land.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've already talked about how, like, next season it'll be kind of Lawless and it'll be kind of like post-apocalyptic.
Right.
But I think if they were to do something like that where it's the telling of this story, they could allude to a whole bunch of shit that's going to happen off screen that they won't have to pair off.
Yep.
And they could jump around and do different stories of different things.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this last episode, there were things about it I really liked and there were things about it I really didn't.
Okay. Why?
I loved the thinking that Alfred was killed.
Yes.
Like, there was that whole moment where I was like, holy shit, they killed Alfred. Like, somebody shot him in the back of the head and he fell down, and like, there's no coming back from that.
Yep.
And then it turned out to be like a hallucination.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like Jeremiah.
No?
I much prefer the other one. It was more Joker to me.
Well, I mean, maybe that persona develops throughout his engagement with Batman.
Maybe. I just think Jerome was more on the nose as not even from like the big goofy grin thing that they gave him and the sliced face thing from the comics, but more just like Jeremiah is way too serious to be the Joker. Like, there was no funny quips. There was no him trying to, like...
Well, I think that's kind of the dichotomy in the character, is that he was like this genius, whereas Jerome was just batshit crazy.
But that's what the Joker is. The Joker's batshit crazy.
Well, yeah, but if you go on the premise that these villains were kind of spawned by Batman, then Jeremiah wouldn't be at that point yet.
I guess. But I mean, it seemed when he first got shot in the face with the gas,
mm-hmm.
there was that like transformation scene where he got the big smile on his face and it looked like it was going to go that way. And then they just put him in the big goofy hat and the weird contact lenses. And they're like, oh no, this is the Joker.
Yeah, well,
and he's got like the military. They're saying that this is the Joker.
All right.
That everybody's going to know who the Joker's real name is. And
I think he needs to build up to the Joker. I don't think he's there yet.
Okay.
But again, you've got what, 15 episodes to do it?
Yeah. Yep.
So that'll be hard.
Well, I don't think we're ever going to get there.
No?
I mean, I think because I don't see them keeping him as a main foil for Bruce. They're going to want to tell different stories. They're going to have to pay off the Riddler and the Solomon Grundy storyline and all that other shit. And I just don't think there's going to be enough room in the 13 episodes to keep him as a motivating factor in the show. I'd be very surprised if they did.
I don't know. It'll be interesting. I think they should just do like Legion of Doom.
They already tried that on the CW.
Yeah, I know.
Now, see, this is where the CW needs to just step up and be like, all right, we'll take over Gotham. We'll put that on Thursday nights after Arrow or whatever. And then just go full out Batman.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can cross that over and do the Justice League.
Oh, see? And then NBC can pick it up.
Now, NBC's going to have that gold mine with Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah, no. I don't think so.
No?
No. Mm-mm.
How many years do you predict that Brooklyn Nine-Nine will be on NBC?
One? Oh, I think it'll get canceled mid-season.
Oh, really?
Is there a desire for this program?
See, that's what I thought. I thought there's no way in hell if one network's going to cancel it. Very rarely do you get that opportunity where, unless it's a Netflix thing where they brought back Arrested Development. But I mean, Arrested Development was a little different.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is that you don't often go from Fox or CW or WB to major network.
No.
And maybe that's changing because of the way that, you know, the whole television market is. But it seems very odd that NBC would pick up that show.
Well, that's what I thought. So originally Hulu was going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was like, oh, Hulu's just going to do it and release it once a week and it'll be fine. And then Hulu said, nah, I don't think we're going to do that. And then all of a sudden it was like, well, NBC picked it up. And it was like, that's so fucking weird.
Yeah, very odd. Maybe NBC knows something we don't.
Maybe. Maybe, you know, Andy Samberg went to Lorne Michaels and said, hey, can you help us out? Lorne Michaels talked to NBC and said, give him a chance. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
I thought the other strange one was, I haven't watched the show, but I hear it's really good. Sci-Fi canceled The Expanse.
Yes. I have not watched that either.
So Sci-Fi, from early days of their channel, has gotten really good sci-fi programming and then decided to kill it in the middle of its popularity. They did it with Farscape. They did it with Battlestar Galactica. They did it with The Expanse. And it's just like, you're the sci-fi channel. Like, you should be doing sci-fi, not wrestling shows and ghost hunting shows.
Well, yeah.
But those are cheap to produce. Maybe The Expanse will find its legs on something like Netflix. If it's that big of a show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could.
Because Netflix announced a couple of weeks ago that they were primarily going to start dealing with nothing but sci-fi and fantasy shows.
Right.
That was their niche, from Stranger Things to Lost in Space to Black Mirror. They had figured that that's where the money was. So maybe they'll look at something like that and say, hey, while everything's still standing, crank out 10 episodes or 12 episodes and we'll air it. Which would be good, because then they'd put all the old shows on Netflix and I could catch up. Because everybody's saying it's really good.
Yeah, I have not seen it.
And I've just not been in a position to start from the beginning. So.
Now, there are two shows that I've been watching that are not renewed. So it's like, oh, so do I just give up on them now?
Which two?
One is The Crossing, which is the J.J. Abrams time travel thing.
Okay.
Which they're obviously not going to resolve. And then the other one is Deception.
Okay.
And, I mean, I've said it before, I like Deception because Deception is basically Castle with a magician.
Oh, that one. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, there is a story arc that they need to complete, but I really could care less if they do. I just kind of enjoy the weekly procedurals.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I mean, how many more episodes do they have?
How many episodes are left in the season?
Like two or three?
Probably. Yeah.
I say stick with it until the end. You're this far in.
Yeah, I might. We'll see.
As long as they don't end on cliffhangers.
Well, yes, definitely so.
Which is the problem with being told this late in the season, like that, you can't go back and re-edit that stuff to give you some kind of closure.
No, not this late. Not this late. But, you know, as long as other networks come up with things like Westworld, there's stuff to watch.
Okay.
There's stuff to watch. Have you tried Westworld yet?
I have not. I have not gotten around to it.
Okay.
So did you see any of the Solo reactions?
Not really. I wasn't really paying attention to them because they were talking about reviews and that kind of stuff. So I didn't bother.
So staying away from the spoilery stuff.
Uh-huh.
Anybody who has gotten a chance to see the movie feels that all of the worry was unjustified.
Really?
They said that it takes you about a half an hour of the film to get over the fact that it's not Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
But by the end of the movie, you're totally digging this dude as Han Solo.
Really? Okay.
And it was people that don't have anything to gain from these reviews.
Hmm.
You know, I don't know if you saw the video, but Alden, I think is the dude's first name.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Was giving an interview when the door opened and Harrison Ford walked in.
Yep.
And wanted to stop by to tell him that he loved the movie.
Hmm.
And I don't feel like Harrison Ford at this point would do that just to blow smoke up people's asses.
Yeah.
Like, he's been very forthcoming with, like Han Solo was a waste of my time, but I did it because they paid me a bunch of money.
Right.
Like, that kind of shit. So I don't feel like they're pressing him to be like, hey, go out there and say something nice. He's just, like, he might like it. There were reviews that said, if you liked Rogue One, you will love this movie.
Okay.
So, and I really liked Rogue One, so we'll see.
Well, only a couple of weeks left.
Yeah, two.
15 days.
I get to go see Deadpool this week.
Oh.
And then Solo next week. It's a very busy May.
Yes.
So yeah, I'm kind of excited. There's been some more stuff that came out about the actual filming.
Uh-huh.
Of Solo, and that the reports of just how bad things were like way overblown.
Yeah.
The cast is now being able to talk about, like, I guess one of the rumors was that Alden had gone to Kathleen Kennedy behind the two directors' backs.
Yeah.
And said, look, I don't know how to play this. They're not giving me any direction. They want me to improvise, blah, blah, blah. And he basically was like, why would I say that? Like, if I did that to directors, that would end my career.
Right.
So a lot of it was in the media of like trying to stir shit up of like, oh, things are going bad on the Star Wars set. So, you know, who knows how much of it's true.
Right.
But I mean, with the reviews that it's getting, I'm kind of excited now to go see it.
Cool. And we get to see Chewbacca's wife, Mala.
Is that definitely his wife?
That's what I've heard.
Okay.
I also heard that Anthony Daniels is playing a Wookiee in this.
Anthony Daniels?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know.
It's got to be Lumpy, right?
Lumpy or Itchy?
Lumpy or Itchy, yeah. He's more itchy age now than anything else.
Yeah. Maybe he'll be one of those cutting room floor.
Oh, yeah, like a weird cameo?
Yeah.
I saw a weird thing today. They were talking about Cobra Kai, the Karate Kid thing.
Yes.
That in the original Karate Kid, Pat Morita was 52. And now that Cobra Kai is out, they realize that, what's his name? I can't think of
Daniel.
His name. Daniel, but the dude's actual name.
Ralph Macchio.
Ralph Macchio is 56.
Yeah.
That blew my mind that he's almost 60. It just shows you that like the older generation of actors just looked older.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, you kind of think that Mr. Miyagi was like in his 60s or 70s, but he wasn't.
Although, was he trying to play older? Just simply because of World War II? I mean, he's decorated as a World War II hero.
Right.
And they talk about his wife and kid dying in an internment camp. So maybe they were trying to make him out to be older?
Yeah, could be.
He just still had the moves? Because everybody was kung fu fighting.
Yes.
No.
Well, he had to do something after his drive-in closed.
That's right. He changed his name from Al.
Yes.
No,
it was Arnold.
Arnold, that's right.
Arnold. Al replaced him.
That's right.
Those days. Well, I mean, there's certainly this whole nostalgia wave going on.
Well, there is.
So, you know, I mean, it's only a matter of time before there's a My Two Dads reboot. Maybe once Paul Reiser does what does Mad About You, then he can go do 6 episodes of My Two Dads. And then Greg Evigan could do like 6 episodes of BJ and the Bear.
There you go.
Where they're in like a retirement community or something.
There you go.
I would watch that. I would watch that.
I would too. I don't know about the My Two Dads one, though.
No?
No. No. That show never resonated with me.
No?
No.
That's because you didn't have two dads.
That's right.
And you didn't live in like a loft with a front of a car as a sofa.
I remember that.
See? It did resonate with you somehow.
I guess. But wasn't like the one dude like a hipster or something?
No, he was an artist.
He was an artist. Okay.
Yes.
I knew it was something like that. Wasn't as good as Silver Spoons where they were living in the mansion with the
train running train, through it?
The train that you could ride.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
Yes. I am really digging Decades TV and Laugh and all those old things because you can go back and you can watch shit like Grounded for Life with Donald Logue.
Yeah.
And it's like I never realized how funny like Drew Carey was.
Yeah. You go back and watch it now and yeah, there's some really funny shit in there.
Yeah.
Every time I turn on Laugh, though, it's always that 70s show.
Yeah, they do show that a lot.
Usually,
they show that an awful lot.
Usually, if I want to see like the Drew Carey show, that's on like MeTV or one of
MeTV, yeah,
the local stations.
Yep. Mama's Family, classic.
I was never a big Mama's Family person.
No?
No, I didn't find that funny at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yep.
What else? Wild Wild West has been on. I loved the Wild Wild West.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Loved Wild Wild West. It had little people.
I forgot the mark of a good show.
Yes.
You got some midgets? All right, I'll watch.
I'll watch it. There's little people.
Speaking of little people, have you ever watched the YouTube channel that was Vern Troyer's?
No.
He did like tours of his house and
on the scooter?
No, he walked around. And showed you how he drove a car, and he walks into what he calls his game room, and mm-hmm. there's a little desk and some little chairs, and he goes, "Did you ever see the movie Love Guru?" And the camera guy is like, "Yeah, I saw that." And he goes, "Well, basically there's a scene where I'm this coach and they walk into my office and there's all this little furniture. Well, this is all that little furniture. I just stole it because what the hell were they going to do with it anyway? So now I have a desk that's my size."
Now, how does he just steal that?
I don't know.
You know, I mean, you got a bunch of buddies who are normal size with a truck?
Maybe.
Or is it a gang of little people with a little mini pickup
yes.
truck?
Yes, exactly.
Hmm.
But he apparently he did some commercial for something in England.
Yeah.
And it was him in a little like ski boat. And so when they were done, they were like, "Well, what are we going to do with the ski boat?" So they just gave it to him.
Oh, that's nice.
So he had this little tiny ski boat that was just his size.
Yeah.
That he could like go out on a lake with. It was like, okay.
That's adorable.
And then he did like cooking segments.
Mm-hmm.
He made this weird like peanut butter and jelly egg sandwich thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was interesting. I'm kind of upset that I didn't know about it before he died.
Oh.
And now there won't be any new ones.
Well, until you guys get to heaven. And then you go back to your happy place, which is, you know, watching Vern Troyer videos.
Yes, because that's my happy place.
Yes.
Okay. You say so.
Are you a fan of the Childish Gambino?
No. I like some of the stuff that I've seen off of Community. I didn't watch Community.
Uh-huh.
So, like, some of the stuff that I've seen Donald Glover in, like, clips and stuff, I found kind of funny, but, like, I've never sat down and listened to a Childish Gambino album or any of that stuff.
Why? Okay. I wasn't sure if you may have seen the new video, This Is America, and what your take on it was.
No, tell me about it.
Well, it's weird. It's got him like dancing around in this like warehouse or big empty building. And then there's a body in a chair with a bag over its head. And he shoots it, and then he keeps dancing out of frame into the next scene, and there's a choir singing, and then he pulls out a machine gun and guns them all down, and it's very confusing to me.
Okay.
Because it's all done very happily, if that's the word.
Okay.
Like he's like dancing around and he's doing, you know, like little African moves and stuff, but then he pulls out a gun and shoots somebody point blank. Yes, that would be it.
Okay. This dude with a guitar.
Yep.
I mean, it's very catchy.
It's a very, again, Paul Simon.
Yeah.
Diamonds on the Sole of Her Shoes.
I don't know about a topless Donald Glover, though.
Yeah, well, you know.
I mean, I know he's like the in thing right now.
Yes, he is.
Oh, my.
There you go.
Oh my. Oh my God. Holy shit.
Is it bizarre?
Yeah.
I don't understand it. I mean, it's supposed to be about the, you know, the black experience and gun violence and...
There's people on horseback. And then he starts smoking weed. Okay, this is really bizarre. And it ends with him being chased by black people? Cops? What?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what to say. So some of the YouTube comments is, "This is America" video is a powerful message. And then under that is, "What's the message?" And then it says, "The message is that America is corrupt, but this song is lit." And then it says, Basically, people are getting distracted from the horrible things that are going on, so everyone is dancing, but the background has some messed up stuff.
Yeah, they're saying it's kind of like, it shows how, like, nobody's paying attention to any of this stuff. Like, at one point, like, a guy jumps to his death, and it's not really acknowledged. Or any time that he shoots a gun, He hands it to somebody who takes it away.
Oh. Okay. So I think my favorite one, my favorite comment on here is, wow, Black Panther 2 looks great. Maybe yeah. It's just that we're too white.
Or old.
Yeah, that too.
They're also saying that that scene where he's being chased by all the white people is similar to the film Get Out, the one Jordan Peele directed about the white people having their brains planted in black people's bodies.
Right.
Spoiler alert. and it's the mind space in the movie where the character goes when he's being brainwashed and he can't control his body. And when he was on Saturday Night Live, the actor who was in Get Out introduced that particular performance.
Okay.
So I have no idea what that means.
Huh, okay.
But I thought I'd confuse you.
Is he... is he one of the guys in the choir?
Who?
Maybe not. The dude from Get Out.
Daniel Kaluuya, whatever his name is. I don't know.
Huh. Yeah, that's really bizarre. I have not... I had seen thumbnails for it, but I'm not a fan of Childish Gambino, so I never really clicked on it.
Right.
But yeah, that's really bizarre.
Yeah, very odd. And then it features R&B singer SZA as the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, I didn't even see the Statue of Liberty.
Well, no, she's not, but she's she's the black woman sitting on the car.
Oh, okay.
But her hair is kind of done up that looks like Statue of Liberty's crown, and I guess she made a comment about it on Instagram.
Okay.
Like she posted a picture of it and called it SZA Liberty.
I mean, now I'm watching it on mute and I'm looking at all the background stuff and it's kind of fucked up.
Well, and it talks about how there's all this stuff going on in the background that's basically being ignored.
Yeah.
Whether it's you know, you can shoot people in a church. It doesn't matter because it was a white guy. And there's shots of teenagers using their phones to videotape everything that's going on down below them. And just that this is just basically... become the norm.
I can kind of see that.
Which is really scary.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the technological world we live in.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very odd.
Oh, there's the girl sitting on the car. Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, SZA.
It's spelled S-Z-A, so it's more like Z-A.
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 I mean, it's good that he has the balls to make a statement, I guess.
Sure. I mean, he's no Kanye.
But who is, really?
Well, exactly.
Oh, well, that's weird.
Yes. Something to think about.
That's right. Speaking of weird, what the fuck is going on in your home state there, pal?
What happened now?
You're close to Winter Haven, aren't you?
As close as I am to, you know, Daytona. Why? What happened?
So, last week, a Central Florida man was accused of hiding his legless fugitive girlfriend from police by stuffing her into a plastic storage container.
Oh, I didn't see that one. Oh.
48-year-old John Robert Carr Jr. of Winter Haven is charged with resisting arrest. News outlets report that Carr attempted to hide his 39-year-old, Crystal Lee Anderson from U.S. Marshals and Polk County Sheriff's deputies on Tuesday. Anderson was wanted for failing to appear in court on charges including false imprisonment related to a 2015 incident where she allegedly held people hostage at a Burger King with a BB gun. It ended in a shooting with police and she lost both legs. Authorities received a tip that Anderson was with Carr. He denied Anderson was there, but an officer had spotted Carr placing the now 4 foot tall woman into the container. And she surrendered without an incident.
So was she treated after she lost both legs, or?
What do you mean? Well, it just didn't, like, roll her away.
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. So how did she get... So... I'm confused.
With what?
So... How...
So she gets shot. Probably right. In the back.
Right.
Or something happened where they got to amputate her legs.
So obviously she got arrested, right?
Yes.
So how did she escape?
Well, I don't think she escaped. It says that she was wanted for failing to appear in court. So she gets shot, loses both her legs. In 2015.
But it wasn't serious enough that she would go to jail.
Not right away. I mean, due process is you have to be tried by a jury of your peers. Otherwise, somebody could say, hey, John held me up by BB gun at a Burger King in the bathroom, wouldn't let me leave. They come and they arrest you and they throw you in jail. But this incident led to her losing both her legs, so they probably pushed the court case back until she was okay. And then she failed to appear because maybe she couldn't get to the court because she got no legs.
Okay.
But then they stuffed her into a plastic container to hide her.
Okay.
Hey, man, I just report it.
Wow. Okay. The sovereign state of Florida.
Yes. That good old Central Florida, man.
Yes.
Always getting into trouble. And the picture is just delightful.
Oh, I don't need to see that.
I mean, by that description of what she was arrested for and all that stuff, if you have a picture in your mind of what she looks like, that's exactly what she looks like.
Okay.
She kind of looks like olive oil on crack.
Oh, there's an image.
I'm telling you. It's a sad day for legless women everywhere.
It's unfortunate. But only in Florida.
That's right. So there's a website called arrestfacts.com where you can put in somebody's name and their shit pops up.
Yeah.
And her most recent arrest was Orange County, Florida.
Yeah.
On June 25th, 2015. So she was charged with kidnapping with intent to inflict harm and terror with a weapon.
She still has no legs, right?
Right. Well, after this, because she gets shot during this.
Oh, she gets shot during this.
She's also charged with aggravated assault on a Leo, whatever the hell that means.
Okay.
Aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, false imprisonment with a weapon, false imprisonment, aggravated assault with a firearm, false imprisonment. These are all separate charges. False imprisonment, resisting officer with violence. And
that's when they blew off their her legs.
Apparently.
Oh. Well, that's unfortunate. I feel bad for her.
Do you, though?
No.
I mean, she's hiding in a...
In a storage container.
In a storage container.
See, but that would be so cool to have somebody with you who's, like, that small that you, like, could put them in the overhead bin. You know, like you pay extra to get on the plane early just so you can stuff her in the overhead bin and then wait for somebody to find her. That'd be cool.
Yeah, sure.
You could put her in a trash can. Because, you know, she could stay upright.
Yeah, there you go. Stay. I was trying to... I typed in a name of somebody that we know that got arrested. To see if his mugshot popped up, but it didn't.
Oh, poor Travis.
That's exactly why I looked up. There are several people with his name that have been arrested.
Oh, really?
But none of them are him.
Hmm.
Oh, what a shame.
Maybe it was expunged.
You think so?
I don't know. He paid his debt to society?
Sure, if you say so. Okay, well. So if you want to look up just people, you can go to arrestfacts.com. Start typing in Lovely. People's names. If I type in my name, Chris Hainer...
And what's it called again?
No people found. Arrestfacts.com.
Arrestfacts?
Yes. Nobody with my name is in the system. Oh. Let's see if you're in there.
It better not be.
Nope, no people found.
Oh, thank God.
We're good. For now. So, you know, just a way to kill some time. If you're looking for legless people.
That's nice. Find the facts before they tell you the story.
Dun, dun, dun. It's the largest online database.
I thought Tinder was.
It's got 11 million arrest records.
Wow.
That's fucked up.
It's an awful lot of data culling.
Top states, Texas, Florida, Kentucky.
I believe it.
And you can go by alphabetical order in each state, which is really fucked up. Can you search by just last name? Yes, you can. Now I'm looking at everybody with my last name that's been arrested. 49 people.
Wow.
There's a Floyd. Oh, Jesus.
Floyd Hainer?
Floyd Leroy Hainer. Guess where he lives?
Charlotte.
No. Arkansas.
Oh. Oh.
Recent arrest. Let's see. Aggravated assault, sexual assault on a child. What a lovely human being. Heather Hainer. Why would you do that to your kid? Change lanes when unsafe. fraud, destroyed removal, concealment, writing, whatever that means. And she shoplifted.
That's horrible.
Come on, Heather. James, Joseph, Larry. Jesus.
You've got quite the family there.
Yeah, they're all extended. Mervyn Anthony Hainer. Good Christ. Oh, this guy's got a lazy eye. Des Moines, Iowa. Michael Lee. Why do people smile in their mugshots? What do you think the thing for that is? Like, are you proud of the shit you've done?
Yeah.
Ooh, there's two people arrested with my father's name.
Oh.
Wow. Lots of arrests in Oregon for some reason.
That surprises me.
Oregon?
No, not really. Portland's kind of weird, and they have, like, marijuana laws and stuff, so.
In Iowa. Lots in Iowa.
There's nothing to do in Iowa.
Well, let's see what he got arrested for. And a failure to provide proof of financial liability. Trespass, refusal to vacate at official request.
Hmm.
Possession of a controlled substance. That's Stephen Lee Hainer. Ooh-wee.
Nice.
Ooh, this one's in jail. Weird. All right. Enough of my weird family history.
Yes.
All right, you got anything else for this week?
Nope.
All right, well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
What did Batman say to Robin before he got in the car?
What?
Get in the car.